Thanks, Michaela. 8:31 on your Tuesday. Remember, Babbling Brook Z News a little bit later on. Easy for me to say. Hey, Heather Locklear just recently got arrested for alleged domestic violence. And if you haven't seen the mugshot, it will change forever how you viewed Heather Locklear. It's not her best moment. I mean, let's face it. Mugshots aren't, I mean, they're not anyone's best moment. To be honest, but she was arrested for investigation of domestic violence. Of course, for fighting with her boyfriend, it was all at her California home. Authorities released all this yesterday. The victim apparently had some sort of physical injury. The problem was she was also, Heather Locklear, uncooperative with the deputies, was a little combative with the police that showed up, kicking and pushing the deputies, which is not a good look. She's out on bail now, but due back in court March 13th.
I'm seeing like four different potential mugshots.
I know she was arrested once before, like in 2008 or 9, for driving under the influence of prescription drugs. And
this one isn't her. This one looks like this person's been on drugs since they came out of the womb.
Yeah, the mugshot of her, the most recent one, not flattering. She's 56 now, of course, gained her fame from a bunch of hit TV shows, Melrose Place, to name one. What was the one with Michael J. Fox
and
Charlie Sheen?
Oh, this is the one. Yeah, she doesn't look that great in that one.
Back in the day.
The other mugshot, though, this one I think is the one you just mentioned. She actually doesn't look that bad. This new one, though, she looks like age and stress has caught up to her.
Yeah, it catches up with everyone. I think Spin City was the other one she was on with Michael J. Fox. And after he revealed he was sick with Parkinson's, then Charlie Sheen took over his role on the show. But anyway, you can see it for yourself. Her mugshot, it may change how you feel about the TV actress, the blonde bombshell from back in the late 80s and good old early 90s. Hey, Las Vegas Airport, McCarran International, they now have these bins up, okay? Because, listen, it's a day and age, marijuana's legal at a lot of different places, Las Vegas being one of them, as if it weren't Sin City already. But
right.
What happens now in Vegas, I guess, can literally really stay there. A tourist catching a flight out of Las Vegas can now dump their leftover legal marijuana in what they call green amnesty boxes right before you go into the airport and catch your flight. Of course, you don't want to be caught with that stuff on an airplane. That may cause a little bit of
green
a problem.
Green amnesty.
That's what they're called. They have 10 of them placed throughout the right outside the outskirts of the airport, right before you get into the front doors, and before it could become a federal law and that you're breaking at that point in time. So, folks, make sure you drop off your weed before you get up. No bottles of water, no hair gel, right? What are other things banned?
Well, it depends on how much you have. So, but in the weed's case, you can't have any.
Yeah, no, that's none.
There's not a disclaimer on TSA websites that says, as long as your weed fits in a small, clear pouch that is no bigger than such, such, and such, then you can go ahead and take it on board.
That's
not how it works.
I want to see pictures of these things. Are they just like little post office boxes where you go and slip your mail into, like, you know, the blue boxes we see all over the place? I mean, I don't know. And you can probably guarantee someone may try to be stupid and break into one of these things.
That's exactly what they look like.
For real?
You know, have you ever dropped off like a deposit, like the banks have them, where you have to open the metal drawer kind of thing, slide your deposit in, and then push it closed?
So no one's getting in this
thing. And it slides
thing.
Down? That's what it looks like.
Great. No, yeah. No one's getting in this thing. And of course, I'm sure if you tried, I mean, listen.
Oh, it says these ones on Google say disposal for prescription and recreational drugs.
Uh-huh.
Again, all kinds of specific.
Yeah, they are. I'm sure they'll find all kind of interesting items in those things. Not just illegal drugs. Who knows? It is Las Vegas.
But they're right by the trash can, so at least you're recycling. Because, you know, TSA kind of needs a break every now and then. They go out there, right near their break location, open up one of them drawers.
And it's not
take a load off.
It's not the airport that goes and empties these things. It's some
sure
company.
It's law enforcement or
no, it's the boxes are picked up by a company that's contracted with the county, Clark County there, so which is interesting. You would think authorities would just go scoop it up themselves, but no.
Yeah,
like
there's
like a trash service. Here comes Kimball picking up the
label on the cans. Say what I said already: disposal for prescription and recreational drugs. And then there's a disclaimer that says the county code, unlawful to possess, blah, 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 the law, you know, that important stuff. And then there's the penalties include but are not limited to prosecution, arrest, civil and or criminal fines or
that's
a combination
nothing.
Therefore.
That's nothing.
So, other words, throw it here or go to jail.
Yeah. So you don't want to be caught with any of that
no.
on an airport.
No,
but
no,
it's
no.
the first of its kind.
Pretty cool.
Marijuana amnesty boxes at McCarran International there in Vegas. So literally, like I said, what really does happen there, you can just drop it right in that box and leave it there. Forget like it ever happened.
It goes down smooth before you can blink, it turns into...
Granger Smith on Z Country 99.9. It's Eric McElroy and Babbling Brook. She's here too.
Happy Tuesday.
Indeed.
Yes.
Have you went out and seen the sinkhole?
I haven't, no. But so. I like what all the stakes around there.
Well, listen, safety
so
first around
but
here.
It's pretty.
Safety first.
They're all arrows.
Those are from what? Our
when we did
something for
breast cancer awareness a couple years ago.
Was it Hunt Down?
Yes.
Hunt Down Cancer?
Something like that. Yep.
Fantastic.
We made arrows out of stakes.
And that's what's in the ground over there.
I actually made those.
By the way,
there.
Like I said earlier, for those who want to come by and see it, it's $10 a pop.
Okay.
Money goes to the McElroy Twin Foundation.
Oh,
that's where
I
that
gotcha.
Money goes.
Okay.
So children, still $10. Senior citizens, still $10. No discounts for anybody.
We have not a lot of views on that, you know.
I know. So if people want to come see it, $10 a pop.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right.
Two at a time. I'll take you back there.
Be careful.
Wear
a helmet.
Two at a time.
Just in case you go down.
All right. You have Z yeah. News for us, right?
I do.
Go for it.
Yeah. All right. On this day, back in 1827, a group of masked and costumed students danced through the streets of New Orleans, Louisiana, marking the beginning of the city's famous Mardi Gras celebration.
But I'm confused. It's not Mardi Gras over there, right? Isn't it over and done with? But it started on this day in the 1800s.
Apparently. Maybe they just changed it or something.
All right.
Who knows? In 1951, the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution limiting a president to 2 terms of office was ratified. And then 2003, Fred Rogers, better known as Mr. Rogers, died of stomach cancer in Pittsburgh. He was 74.
Mm-hmm.
I used to watch that. Did you ever watch that?
I mean, who hasn't seen Mr. Rogers? Yeah.
That's sad. That was a good show. Holidays for today, it's No Brainer Day, Polar Bear Day, National Strawberry Day, and if you're a lover of pancakes, you need to go to IHOP because...
Yeah, mentioned this earlier.
Free pancakes from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. and the any donations go to charities, so how awesome is that? I wish we had one around here.
Yeah, free short stack of pancakes.
We could go eat lunch there or something. That would be nice, wouldn't it?
I'm a big fan of breakfast for dinner sometimes.
Yes, I am too. I could eat breakfast all day, every day. It's just so good. All right, if you want to know what's on TV tonight, of course, Cavs take on the Brooklyn Nets at 7. The Voice will be on 8, Black-ish at 9. This Is Us also at 9, Modern Family at 9:30. And this one would be interesting. It's called Unsolved, The Murders of Tupac and Notorious B.I.G.
This is on the USA, right?
Yes.
I'll watch this. It's a
yeah,
series.
Yeah, it's on at 10.
Yeah.
So that'll be a good one.
Yeah, I'll check that out.
I can't believe they still haven't solved that.
Yeah, they won't ever.
It's crazy. High Valley, they're going to be on Live with Kelly and Ryan today. Kelly Clarkson will be on Late Night with Seth Meyers, and Blake Shelton will be on Jimmy Kimmel Live. And then Bruce Willis, he'll be on Jimmy Fallon.
Where's he been? Don't break our chair
over
there.
I was fell out of there. And then you may be watching this one, Eric, in the future. Kim Kardashian announced via Snapchat that she and her hubby and his family will be competing against her family on Family Feud.
I'll definitely watch that.
How
so
fun
it's,
will that
so
be?
It's the West family versus the Kardashian family.
That's right. Yes.
That'll be must-see TV. I mean, come on.
Yeah, of course, they're playing for charity. So that's good. And I don't know when it's going to be on. It's just going to be on later this year.
I've seen these celebrity family feuds a time or two. They're pretty good.
Yeah. So that should be a fun one to watch.
Sure.
I'm sure the ratings will go way up.
I'm sure
that
Steve
day.
Harvey had fun with the Kardashian clan.
Yeah.
At their expense, hopefully.
Right.
So, all right, Babbling Brook, check out your sinkhole and go get us pancakes, please.
Oh, sure.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.